3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. It's hot. We're at 92. We're looking for thunderstorms to come rolling through. And look, it's summertime in Central Virginia, so you know as well as I do when we're in the 90s and humidity is in the 90s, there's always a chance for pop-up thunderstorms. But today, what I see, what's being reported anyway, is that there's a distinct chance that most of us will see some pretty heavy thunderstorms throughout the afternoon, the evening, and possibly through the overnight. Last week, you and I chatted quite a bit about the presence of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, at the Chesterfield County Courthouse. And there was news coverage of it, but was the news coverage responsible? According to Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard, the news reporting from Channel 8 was absolutely irresponsible. And I'm happy to say the sheriff is joining us to talk a little bit about it. Sheriff, thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
It's always good to talk with you. So just lay it out there for us. We've all heard about it. ICE was there. Got a couple of folks who were wanted by them, took them away. But the coverage of it, you say, simply, especially with Channel 8, was not fair or professional.
Well, on a number of the different media outlets, the coverage wasn't fair. They were naming this ICE raids at the Chesterfield Courthouse. Many of them were naming it ICE raids. Well, when two or three ICE agents come to your door, knock on your door and say, hey, we're ICE agents, and identify themselves, say, we have John Doe, we need to take John Doe with us, and they get John Doe and leave, that's not a raid, but that's how it was portrayed on many, many medium outlets last week. But Channel 8, I think, really takes the cake with this, and it does infuriate me because, as you know, Jeff, this illegal alien deportation, detention, topic is one that is extremely sensitive, and it's sensitive to people on both sides of the political spectrum. And knowing that, it is really incumbent upon us as reporters to report the facts and accurate information. But if you look at the story I posted on my Facebook page, it is titled ICE at Chesterfield Courthouse, and that banner is in bold capital letters, and it takes about a fifth, that's probably 20% of the screen. Yes. And several times throughout the telecast where they're talking about ICE at Chesterfield Courthouse, they're showing pictures of ICE agents doing these raids at some location somewhere else in the country. I don't know where. I just know it's not Chesterfield County. But it only serves to be inflammatory and incite people because they see that and they trust their news media. And they see this and they say, wow, look what they're doing at Chesterfield Courthouse. I would be incensed as well. But it's not true, it's not accurate, it's false reporting, and it's deceitful, and it's gutless.
I am looking at the images as you are speaking, and I want to urge everybody, I'll share them on my social media pages as well, but if you go to the Sheriff Carl Leonard page on Facebook, you can see these screenshots, and the caption from Channel 8, Chesterfield Courthouse, ICE at Chesterfield Courthouse. And the images are interesting, and they are clearly ICE agents arresting people. But as the sheriff points out, for those of us from this area, if you look at him, you're going, I don't think that's Chesterfield. It doesn't look like the courthouse to me. I've been in the courthouse. That doesn't look like the inside of the courthouse either. Did you reach out to Channel 8 or any of these other outlets, Sheriff? And if so, what was the response?
I have not reached out, Jeff. Nothing productive comes out of those conversations. There's always an excuse here, an excuse there for why it happened. All they needed to do was put a little banner on here, just a disclaimer saying, you know, images do not reflect Chesterfield Courthouse or what have you. And they did nothing. Their intent here was to portray that as my courthouse. And that's why some citizens get very upset with this. And I don't blame them for getting upset when you see these images, which are being portrayed as our courthouse, my courthouse. It is just really gutless and deceitful reporting.
Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard is joining us. So, Carl, if you can and you don't mind, tell us exactly what did play out. What did it look like at the Chesterfield County Courthouse when ICE showed up?
Well, Jeff, if you would have been here for the 4 days they were here, it was Friday the week before, and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of last week. If you would have been here and watched all the operations, you would have been bored out of your mind, because it simply was not something that was, overt or, over the top. We did have ICE agents come in, identify themselves with their proper credentials and badges. All of them were in plain clothes, none of them in any uniform, which all these pictures on Channel 8, by the way, depict ICE agents in uniform. And they came to us with a list of people, said, we have papers for these people for being illegally here in the country, and we need to detain them. And we said, fine, come on in, and they made the detentions. It was a total of 6 people on Friday, 6 people on Monday, 2 people on Tuesday, and 1 person on Wednesday, and that was the operation. A very peaceful operation. It was not done in the presence of anybody. It was wasn't in our hallways or our lobbies or our parking lots. One was in the hallway of somebody who was outside, and that was done very peacefully and without incident. So that's the reality of this, and it wouldn't have made good news coverage at all because it was very boring.
It's interesting you mentioned that. Again, Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard joining us. Some of the news coverage also attempted to portray this as, well, not just over the top, but unprecedented and never been seen, never heard of this. And I thought, and I want you to either confirm or tell me I'm out of my mind, but every day of the week, doesn't the sheriff's office receive something from some agency somewhere saying, hey, we got a warrant for so-and-so, or we'd like to swing by and take this person for charges he or she is facing somewhere else? That's not unusual, is it?
Jeff, I've been sheriff for 12 years now. For 12 years, ICE has been coming to my jail, picking up people who were identified as being here illegally on a regular basis, as they have through jails and courthouses throughout Virginia. This is nothing new. What is new is this: they were doing this at the courthouse in a little bit larger number. 6 a day is a little bit larger than we've seen. But they've been doing this all along for 12 years. It is nothing new, just location changed from people incarcerated to people not incarcerated because they're out on bond or bail or their signature for crimes that occurred in Chesterfield County.
And again, these are folks who have a connection with the Chesterfield County law enforcement system. They are part of the court system. It's not ICE showing up and just hoping against hope that there's going to be somebody there they're looking for. They knew ahead of time, hey, these folks are on the docket. This is a good, efficient way to go and bring them into our custody.
All 15 of them were coming into court because they were defendants in court cases. Some traffic, some criminal, but all 15 were the person charged with a crime. They were coming to Chesterfield County for their court appearance. The court dockets you mentioned are open to the public. Anybody can go pull them up and see everybody who's coming to court tomorrow or next week if you wanted to. So that's public information. And yes, all 15 of these were people who had been arrested for either a traffic or a criminal violation in Chesterfield County.
Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard joining us. Let me play devil's advocate for a second there, Sheriff. And what if I'm the guy at Channel 8 who says, well, we don't have a lot of staffing, and we just figured we wouldn't be allowed into the courthouse, or we couldn't be in the parking lot to take video or photos. What would you say?
I would say that most of them were here in my parking lot all week long with their cameras and could have shown video footage from our actual courthouse during the actual time this was happening at any one of their newscasts. But here's what else I would say, Jeff. If you're not going to report anything accurately or truthfully, don't report it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm glad that you're standing up here. It is, to put it mildly, a rather unfair characterization of everyone involved in this, and it is about attracting eyeballs. It's about making it seem bigger than it was. Are there indications that ICE is headed back, or do they not let you know ahead of time?
No, I mean, we were getting notified the day before, but I think after talking to them last week, it ran its course here. I think they're on to different things now. I don't have any indication they're coming back to the courthouse. Now, mind you, as we talked about a little bit earlier, they do come and pick people up from the jail on a regular basis. They've been doing that for over a decade.
Yeah, fair enough. I appreciate you being here. I'm going to send people over to the Sheriff Carl Leonard page so they can take a look at not just the images, but also your addressing of those images. It's difficult because I tell you, looking at them again, some of them, at least one of them, is at night, and you're thinking, well, nobody has court at night, and that's clearly not Chesterfield. So I do appreciate you being here, and again, we'll send people to those pages to make sure they know the truth of what actually happened in Chesterfield County.
Absolutely, and that's just part of us trying to be transparent here. We're going to tell the truth and tell it exactly like it is. I never denied ICE was here from the beginning, and I'm here to just let everybody know what really is going on.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, my friend. That is Carl Leonard. He is the sheriff of Chesterfield County. He's been sheriff for 12 years. And a pushback here, just trying to let everybody know that the images that were shared in this particular case by Channel 8 are not of the Chesterfield County Courthouse. And you can look at them. Again, if you're on Facebook, I would suggest you go to the Sheriff Carl Leonard page, the top of it, two deputy sheriffs on horseback in front of the courthouse, and also a photo of Sheriff Leonard in his, looks to be his Class A's. And you can see it. It is the top thing posted there. I will tell you as well that a lot of the coverage, not just the visuals, but also the wording that was dealing with this was also inappropriate. It was not reflective of what was really happening in Chesterfield. So if, in fact, you're going to run this and your chyron's going to say ICE at Chesterfield Courthouse, it would seem to me you'd want the images to be at Chesterfield Courthouse, right? That to me seems the most logical. Carl Leonard, the sheriff, says they were there all week, the TV crews. They easily could have shot the video of the courthouse, but that it wasn't all that exciting. And it wasn't outside. And it wasn't the ICE agents in any sort of a uniform. Everybody was plain clothes, and everything was inside, and it was all without a lot of hullabaloo. So this certainly makes for better TV, but does not reflect, according to the sheriff, what actually happened. That's sad. It really is sad. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.